useful information that you can use, and maybe something that you're going to learn here today. And by the way, if you've got a topic that you'd like Monty to cover or maybe get a little more info on, we've covered how much rain there is in 1 square mile of land when it rains an inch. We talked about dairy month. We've had all kinds of good owl pellets. Today, if you've got a topic that you'd like Monty to do a little research on, text it to us here at KBRX at 336-1612 or email us live at KBRX.com. We'll get it to him. All right, today we're talking about fencing. No, not the type with the swords. We're talking about the fencing, which we do out here in north central Nebraska and all across Nebraska. Putting those holes, post holes in the ground and, you know, digging a post hole and putting the post in and fencing. So prior to 1872, wooden and stone fences cost more than the livestock it contained. And the open range was common throughout the western U.S. due to the cost of building fences out of wood and stone. So fence cost also limited the amount of crop production west of the Mississippi due to the open range livestock roaming throughout. You could imagine if they could get into the cornfields, it would not be good for their corn growers. So barbed wire had many so-called inventors, but Joseph Glidden attained the first patent in 1874 for the barbed wire that is most similar to today's variety. In 1876, there were 1,500 tons of barbed wire produced commercially, and by 1900, commercial barbed wire production reached 200,000 tons. By 1910, wooden and stone fences had all but disappeared. Alexander Swan, he was one of Nebraska's first cattle barons or land tycoons, started installing miles and miles of fence to keep homesteaders out of his massive ranches. And today, our barbed wire fences serve as an economical method to control livestock. Most barbed wire purchased today is galvanized. That means it's coated in zinc to prevent it from rusting. And a roll of barbed wire, how many feet long do you think one roll of barbed wire is? 1,320 feet long. One roll of barbed wire, that's equivalent to 80 rods, which is 16.5 feet. Typically, posts are placed one rod apart, so there's 80 rods in a roll of barbed wire. There, I did not know that that was called a rod. So see, I learned something as well. A once common rule of thumb for determining fence maintenance assignments with adjoining neighbors and land was as follows. The two neighbors sharing the same fence faced the fence, and each would be in charge of maintaining the right-hand half of the fence they were facing. And the rule is still followed in many cases. And there you go, a little history for you and a little lesson on barbed wire fence, which we've got a lot of it, right? I wonder how many miles in Holt County. Walker is going to get his quad out and drive the roads of Holt County and measure how many miles of barbed wire fence in Holt County. Thanks to Monty Larson for today's Owl Pellets. And again, if you've got a topic you'd like Monty to cover, text it to us at 336-1612. Our